to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
The Florida Georgia Truth Network. Listen in Jacksonville at 91.7. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and the discussion that we have each and every day on this broadcast. We always look forward to your questions, comments, and information that you share with us in relationship to the issue of that day. And lest I forget it, in all times I get carried away in my conversation and forget to remind you, you can dial 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion on the issue. We're speaking today on a subject that should be fairly well understood by every listener, but in case it's not, I want to emphasize the fact that we're talking about today why every Christian must vote. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I say that with the backdrop that in 2020, we're told by those that do the bean counting that about 40 million Christians did not vote in 2020. Now, I think that number was about half that same thing. I'm not voting in the 2022 election. But, ladies and gentlemen, in 2024, we're electing a president. And we need to be very, very careful and recognize what God's Word says. By the way, God's Word sets gives us a standard. I call it God's election guide. God's Word gives us a standard for how we select a person, an individual, that's going to lead us in our nation. God's Word sets the standard. Now, listen very carefully what I'm going to say and what I'm not going to say. I'm not going to say that we've got one perfect candidate and one imperfect candidate. We've got two imperfect candidates. But we have one candidate that's running for president that has already shown by past activity and action that there's a total disregard for morals, ethics, values, and biblical truth that is just, as I call it, thumb in the nose in God's face. So we're going to be talking about that. But ladies and gentlemen, as we do, we need to understand that we have what we see and what we hear today is more serious than most may recognize the condition of our nation. Today, for example, China and Russia and North Korea and Iran are all watching. They see the evident token of where we are and what is viewed by our enemies as a weak nation. Good example of that. Just recently, we had some jets flying over the coast of Alaska from China and Russia. They're flexing their muscles. They're showing their strength and basically daring America to do anything about it. We're witnessing today the standing up, the visualization of those that would like to do harm to the United States of America. So we need to recognize that other nations are watching our weakness, and they're determined to use the political divisions that we find in America for our detriment. Listen, Jesus himself warns of that in Matthew chapter 12, verse 25, and I'll paraphrase for our listening audience today. Jesus says that a divided home, a divided nation cannot stand. And we're witnessing today the division as never before in our nation. And it's based on a moral, ethical, biblical values line, that division that we're witnessing. So we'll be talking about that today. And the trickle down, we're going to look at very clearly, verse by verse, and illustrate what God's Word says about the plan that God recommends that we use in selecting leaders in our nation. But ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. I call it the truth book. I mean, we need to have a central biblicist worldview. What does the Bible say? For example, in John 8:31-32, the scripture says, Jesus speaking to his disciples, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. Further in John 17:17, there's a declaratory statement made about the word of God. The Bible says, thy word is truth. And ladies and gentlemen, in Psalms 117, verse 2, the scripture says the truth of the Lord endures forever. So my position is today, ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize what the Word of God says and honor God's Word in every aspect of our life. Truth matters, and yet we have a position today, according to the secularist George Orwell, that is very true of what's happening today. Orwell said, for example, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we see that taking place before our eyes today. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a war in America, and it's a war of words in relationship to what is truth and what is error. We're witnessing today the indoctrination and the brainwashing of our kids, kindergarten through university, with that which would normally be called by our government disinformation and misinformation. But today, disinformation and misinformation can only be spoken by Christians, conservatives, patriots. Anything the present government says is not considered disinformation or misinformation. But ladies and gentlemen, it's because there's a denial and a rejection of truth. 55% of the millennials today in America say that there's no absolute truth. And their statement de facto is this: each person determines their own version of truth. This is the reason I go back to the statement of the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And that's my challenge each and every day on this broadcast. We need to get back to the centrality of truth. What is truth? I've used the illustration perhaps too often, but you can stand in a group, one or two, four or more, and you can discuss theological truth, political truth, and try to dissect it and point out what is error. And you'll have those in every occasion that will challenge the truth when you speak the truth. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, very frankly, when Donald Trump speaks, he speaks truth majority of the time, in my most humble opinion, but it's rejected, twisted, and then in some circles saying that he's lying. And in fact, if you watch the debate with Joe Biden and Donald Trump, Joe Biden claimed afterwards that everything Trump said was a lie. But ladies and gentlemen, I think the statistics showed that Joe Biden had 28 lies in the course of his debate. But yet the other side always calls the conservatives, the Christians, the patriots as being the racists, the liars. We need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, where we are today and why it is so imperative that we as Christians vote. That's the discussion today. That's what we're going to discuss and ask you to join in. But ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for those looking to own your own lawn care or landscape business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 Beltway and Old St. Augustine Road. There's an identifier, a benchmark. There's a 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole flows the U.S. flag, Old Glory, 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole at the base of the flagpole. You'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, wait, wait. There's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions: house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Tools for Time is a great place to work. family-friendly oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the entire staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's Word ordained it to be so. Drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does placing in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Now, ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. The elite power brokers just carried out a coup behind the scenes. They removed Joe Biden from the presidential race. I believe Joe may not even recognize that he's no longer in the race. I don't know, but I believe that it was a coup. In fact, there are many people that are questioning the letter that he had supposedly written as he dropped out of the race. They say that it's not even his normal signature. It wasn't written on a presidential seal letterhead. So I don't know if that's true or false, but it's circulating out in the media today, online in particular, that Joe Biden didn't even sign the letter. But it is supposedly true that Kamala Harris is now the lead candidate, the presumptive candidate for the Democratic Party for presidential race. And it's in full throttle, ladies and gentlemen, the campaign by Kamala Harris, full throttle attack on Donald Trump and every conservative. And listen, they may not verbalize it as they speak, but it's full throttle attack on Trump, MAGA voters, and everyone that follows Trump. If you vote for Trump, if you are a conservative, if you believe in God and country and the Bible, if you believe in the opportunity and the privilege of owning a gun, then you are a MAGA thug as far as the left sees it today. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to look at one brief article, and then we're going to introduce our guest today. We're going to have a little dialogue and discussion on it. Looking at a headline, this is an important article, by the way. It says, "The Deceived versus the Indoctrinated," dated July the 25th. The American public has been subjected to a massive propaganda efforts by our government and our media for years. It's important to understand the impact this has had on the current presidential campaign. That starts with understanding the difference between deception and indoctrination. Those who have been merely deceived may be surprised when the deception is exposed. They may even be angry, but they will change their positions when confronted with the facts that contradict them. The indoctrinated will not. The Oxford Dictionary defines indoctrinated as accepting a set of beliefs without question, refusing to consider any other option. For the indoctrinated, those beliefs become part of their identity. They will not let them go. Even when faced with contrary evidence or explicit falsehoods, millions of Americans have been propagandized to believe that former President Donald Trump is literally Hitler and threaten our democracy, that he will destroy this country or start World War III. You can provide all the proof the contrary to that you want. It will not change their minds because they are indoctrinated. This article reads, the writer says, "I've had conversation with friends and loved ones who profess to be terrified about the possible perils of another Trump presidency. In those, I point out some of the actual conduct of the Biden administration. For example, imprisoning Americans, depriving them of their constitutional rights, collaborating with big tech to censor truthful information about the 2020 election, fabricating allegations about Trump's collusion, calling sexuality and sexually explicit and criminal content of the Hunter Biden laptop as Russian disinformation, prosecuting Trump for possessing of alleged classified documents, but refusing to prosecute Joe Biden for the same conduct, weaponizing the legal system against the administration's political opponents, actively preventing the enactment and enforcement of laws that protect election integrity, etc., etc., botching the withdrawal from Afghanistan, leaving thousands of American citizens and Afghans' allies behind. Two major wars, $175 billion of taxpayer money just in Ukraine, allowing approximately 10 to 15 million to cross the border illegally, choking off our energy production, sending the cost of fuel, etc. What reaction did I get from the one I was sharing that with? Blink, blink, blink. But Donald Trump, da 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 da. So you see, ladies and gentlemen, there's a comparison between those that have been deceived, that when given the facts, will change their mind. Those that have been indoctrinated will not. So, ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize that every Christian needs to vote. It is incumbent upon us today to do so. And ladies and gentlemen, I have with me today Dr. Glenn Davis. Dr. Davis and I are going to be talking about why it's necessary for Christians, conservatives, and patriots to vote. What we're looking at if we don't. What will the future be if a Kamala Harris becomes president of the United States of America? Dr. Davis, thank you for being here. Looking forward to what God is going to say through us to our listening audience. And after you've spoken just briefly, we'll take our first caller.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Youngblood, for the opportunity to be here. I thank God first, amen, because he allowed me, amen, to wake up this morning.
Amen, that's right.
Amen, it wasn't an alarm clock. That's amen. Right. Amen. It was the finger of God. Amen. Amen. And I thank and praise God for that opportunity.
That's
amen.
Right. That's right.
But you know, we need not be confused about where we stand today in life, not just in this nation, but in life. You know, when we look at the things that are around us, Scripture has already warned us of what would happen. If we go to 2 Timothy chapter 3, it said perilous times shall come. So that's where we are. Mm-hmm. And it also describes the things that will go on during those perilous times.
Yes.
So if we read down through the Scripture, we can always find the answer to where we are at right now in life today and the things that are going on around us. So I do want to say good morning to my bride of 38 years and all of my family members and friends that are listening on today. Certainly, we want you to pay attention today.
Yes.
We're not trying to persuade or vote one way or the other.
That's right.
We need to let people know that. Because so many times people say, you're just a Trumpeteer, or you know, you're for Trump.
That's right.
Or you're for this one or for that one. No, I'm for the one that's going to do the right thing.
Yes.
We have to understand. Now, Scripture also tells us in the book of 1 Timothy that we ought to pray for those who are in authority. So it doesn't matter whether they are Democrat or Republican, we still have to pray. Now, here's another thing I tell people all the time. It don't matter who they put in there, in the office. If you're not praying for them, then you're not doing your job.
Right.
So let's make sure we understand.
And in that
we're not standing for Democrat or Republican. We want the right person in there. Yeah. But we also need to know that because they have opened up so many attacks against Trump, and we look at when they came down to even the plot to assassinate him, we see the handworks of God, how God didn't allow that to happen, and he did that for a reason. And I have to believe that.
Yes.
So for that reason, again, we don't want to try to persuade anyone to think that we're campaigning for Democrats or Republicans. We're only praying that God will put the right person in there. And right now, it seems to favor Donald Trump.
Absolutely. And so, one of the things, Dr. Davis, that I tell people, we need to pray. But as the little boy said some time ago, we need to put feet on those prayers.
Amen.
That means we've got to take a stand and vote. And ladies and gentlemen, the only way we can vote appropriately is to be aware of and knowledgeable of the facts, not discounting the facts just because of a particular ideology that you just out of hand flaunt the facts. We're going to be talking about some facts today and asking you to consider that based on the fact that if you say you're a Christian, if we're Christians, conservatives, and patriots, there are principles in the Scripture that will not allow us to go outside of that perimeter and still honor God. I believe I have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go with your question or comment, please.
Yes, I'm the young blood.
Good morning.
Good morning. I hope you understand.
You're very muffled. I can barely hear you, Kenneth.
Okay, can you hear me better now?
It's worse.
It's worse? Okay, can you hear me better now?
No, it's still fluttering pretty badly. You might want to hang up and try to call back, Kenneth.
Okay, yes, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the need to understand what we're faced with and what Christians have the responsibility of doing in this election. I'm looking at a headline, for example. Dr. Davis says Kamala Harris doesn't want Christians to be judges. She hates what Christians believe.
That's
the headline. Another headline. Kamala Harris says, take guns by force. ban fracking, legalize all illegal aliens. The article reads, confiscating Americans' firearms by force is one of the ideologies that Kamala Harris has supported, end quote. We have to have a forced, compelled gun buyback program. And I support a mandatory buyback, she said, and affirmed it. It's just one of the wider components of what she wants for Americans. Others, to include a ban on fracking, changing guidelines to suppress the availability of red meat for consumers. She doesn't want us to eat red meat.
Wow.
A ban on offshore exploration, legalize all illegal aliens, abolish the ICE, that is the law enforcement called ICE, and let convicted murderers and terrorists have the right to vote. Now that's, Dr. Davis, a summary of what she believes.
It seems to favor sin.
Yes.
You know, again,
you're exactly right.
Here's why I call them degenerates. Because the things that they stand for are degenerate.
Mm-hmm.
When we look at the platform, again, and that's what we're trying to convey to the public today, Christians especially. When you look at the platform and things that they do or things that they favor are not lining up with the Word of God, it's impossible for you to vote for that as a Christian. So that's what we're trying to say.
Absolutely. That's the whole point. And it is my prayer today, Dr. Davis, that our listeners will hear clearly what we're saying is that as Christians, as conservatives, and even as patriots, we cannot just, as I would call the term willy-nilly, pick a candidate. And so I like the way that candidate speaks. I like that candidate because they're going to give me something for nothing. I like that candidate because they're going to provide food, clothing, and shelter for me that I don't have to work. I like that candidate because they're against Trump or they're against this, that, or the other. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to base our decision on how we vote based on principles laid out for us in the Scripture. We're going to talk about that in just a moment. What are some of those principles that we find in the Scripture? And as Dr. Davis just said very clearly and definitively, when we look at what the Democratic National Party believes, when we look at the principles and the planks in their agenda, it makes it an impossibility, based on the Word of God, to cling to those principles in a party, in a political party, and still say that we're saved, and still say that we're going to obey God, and still say that we're going to vote on long party lines. Dr. Davis, I've said for less than 100 years, I don't look at party line. I don't look at ethnicity. I do not look at gender of the candidate to make a decision on how I need to vote. I make the decision on how, if they are more aligned to what the Word of God says ought to be in our lives, as we find those that God will have us to place over us to serve Him in the leadership role of civil government.
Amen.
We're looking at, ladies and gentlemen, today, conservative Christians and patriots, and I want us to just consider, Dr. Davis, before we get into the biblical study of this aspect today, I want our listeners to understand, and I'm going to just give a thumbnail sketch, and I'll give a few and then we'll pause and talk about it, a thumbnail sketch of some of the things that we're faced with if we have a Harris, Kamala Harris presidency, even if Joe Biden had continued to run, Biden-Harris presidency, Kamala Harris cannot separate herself from what she has been involved in for the past almost 4 years with the Biden-Harris presidency. Well, maybe we need to say Harris-Biden, because on two or three occasions, he said that was his president and he was the vice president.
Harris-Obama.
Harris-Obama, yeah, Harris-Obama-Biden. It's a trilogy in that lineup. But ladies and gentlemen, I touched on it in an article I just read, but Kamala Harris believes, listen carefully, Kamala Harris believes that we need to have a governmentally forced gun buyback. Now, if you say that quickly, it doesn't sound too bad. But listen, what does it mean, a forced gun buyback? That means that if it's going to be a buyback, that means we already own it. So if we own it and the federal government says we're going to take it, but we're going to give you $10, $20, $100 while we take it. Ladies and gentlemen, that is totally contrary to anything that America stands for. That's contrary to our Bill of Rights. That's in total deference to our defense, or defiance, I should say, and what we have in our Bill of Rights. We have the right to keep and bear arms. What she is literally saying is we need to circumvent, infringe upon, and destroy the Second Amendment. Now, I don't know how you feel about gun ownership. I believe that, personally, I believe that every citizen needs to own at least one. Own at least one. We need to be in a position that the Constitution gives us, and God gave us the right. In fact, you can go throughout Scripture, and I point you Scripture after Scripture after Scripture, where God has given us the right of self-defense. God has given us that right. It is codified in our Bill of Rights. It is confirmed by the U.S. Supreme Court, and is to be carried out by we, the citizens. And that is gun ownership. And it, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, when that Second Amendment was placed in our Bill of Rights, it was designed for the citizens not to go hunting and fishing, but to protect ourselves from the federal government. I don't know if you understand that or not. It's to give the citizens the right of defense against an encroaching, dominating government over them. And secondly, Kamala Harris wants to continue with the federal funding of the support of murder by way of abortion. In fact, Kamala Harris' position, ladies and gentlemen, is that abortion should be codified as a federal law, that no city, no state, no one can say no to the murder by way of abortion up to and including the birth of that child. Ladies and gentlemen, that is anti-scripture, anti-God, anti-Bible. It is immoral, unholy, ungodly, and ought not to be carried out in any nation, especially in America.
Well, Dr. Youngblood, if I'm correct, I don't believe she has any kids.
Mm-hmm.
So if we look at the situation from that standpoint, if she doesn't have any kids, then of course she wouldn't be in favor of anyone else who's going to have any.
Mm-hmm.
Because the natural instincts of a mother wouldn't allow her mind to go in that direction.
That's right.
So this is telling me that because she doesn't have any kids, she doesn't care about anyone else having any.
Well, it's not only that, but it's the fact that there's a defiance of God. It is a spit in the face of God. It is a shaking the fist in the face of God. It is very, very clear that God says that our children are an heritage from the Lord. The Scripture is very, very clear that in the Scripture, Genesis 1, 1 and 2, that there's to be the husband or wife and the progeny, that is the children that's produced, and we produce children that we might train them to love the Lord and be blessed of the Lord and serving Him. So she's against that. She is, ladies and gentlemen, she, speaking of Kamala Harris, is against anything that's called morals, ethics, and values. Kamala Harris wants open borders. She wants felons to be able to vote. She wants the illegals to vote and to be cared for by taxpayer dollars. Ladies and gentlemen, let me just succinctly say this. Kamala Harris is not looking at the security, the safety, and the sovereignty of the United States of America. Kamala Harris is looking for the large numbers that will put the socialist Marxist Democrats in the position of a perpetual control and domination in our political system in the United States of America. And Joe Biden has already said that between now and January, when he leaves office, that he wants to totally rework the U.S. Supreme Court. Ladies and gentlemen, what Biden is saying, and Harris is in compliance with that, what Biden is saying is that he wants to remove one leg of the three-pronged governmental system. We have the legislative, we have the judiciary, and we have the executive branch. And in those three branches of government, Biden is saying, I want to remove the judiciary so that I will have total authority. Ladies and gentlemen, that can't be done. If that is ever done, it will destroy the United States of America perpetually, and from now on, we will lose our sovereignty as a nation. Ladies and gentlemen, Kamala Harris will give medical care, educational benefits, housing, etc., etc., to every illegal invader coming into America. And it comes out of the Social Security Administration, which will bankrupt our Social Security. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to continue our conversation today. We're getting to a biblical study on what God's Word says about how to select a candidate. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back, right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ.